57.
Enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be chatting with the CEO and editor-in-chief of TotalCarScore.com, Carl Brower, about a number of things, including his recent test drive of the all-new Chevrolet Silverado. We'll also talk to him about his recent time behind the wheel of the Chevrolet Volt, as well as the Volkswagen Jetta TDI. Coming up a little bit later on in this hour of the broadcast is Corvette Mike Vietro, a gentleman originally from Massachusetts who has carved out a real niche for himself in selling Corvettes of all different vintages. He's got a showroom in Anaheim, California, and a showroom in Plymouth, Massachusetts, and he is a Corvette fan of the highest magnitude. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls at the usual number. Here is the usual number. It's 855-660-4261 and the email bob@boblongradio.com. Joining us right now on the broadcast is Carl Brower, the CEO and editor-in-chief of TotalCarScore.com. Hi there, Carl. How you doing?
Hey, Bob. What's going on?
Well, my daughter's hovering here in the studio, so if you hear a little bit of two-and-a-half-year-old madness, you'll know what it is. But other than that, happy Mother's Day weekend, and let's talk a little bit about some of the cool drives that you've been on recently, including the very important truck from General Motors, the all-new Silverado. Highly anticipated, Carl. What were your impressions?
You know, the truck has got more updates than you think at first glance. You know, there were a lot of questions about whether Chevrolet had gone far enough on this redesign, whether it was really competitive given how much the RAM was just updated and how the next F-150 is looking like it's going to have massive updates, and even the current one, like the turbocharged six-cylinder being available as a base engine, which the V6 base engine in the Silverado isn't turbocharged. So it's easy to think at first glance that it doesn't have enough updates to be competitive. But what I've realized now that I've driven it is it's got updates that are harder to digest in pithy, you know, one-liners or headlines. You know, mm-hmm. The Dodge has things like the 8-speed transmission or the start-stop technology or the air suspension. And those are pretty easy to say and get out there. The Silverado has things like a really updated chassis that makes it drive very solid and quiet. So you're in the cabin and it feels like this hugely solid, even by truck standards, solid vehicle, and also very quiet. Chevy is claiming the quietest interior in the segment. I didn't have a sound meter with me, so I couldn't confirm that, but it did sound about as quiet or quieter than any other full-size pickup I've ever been in. And then all the engines have been updated with fuel efficiency technology, like switching off four of the cylinders under light loads, going to a V4 from a V8, or even a V4 from the V6 base engine, and direct fuel injection, variable valve timing. So they've got these technologies in the engines, and the primary engine is going to have the 5.3-liter V8. It's rated at, I think, if I can get this right, 16, 23, and 19 mixed MPG. Which is pretty good for a big full-size truck and a V8 engine inside it. They're, again, I think they're claiming that's the best in the segment right now as far as the EPA rating. So, you know, those are some of the primary things that changed on the truck. It's got a great rear tailgate that has a very easy to lower and raise. It's got dampening, so it doesn't just crash down. If you open it and let go, it just nicely, gently lowers itself. And then it's got a counterbalance thing that'll make it easy to put back up. And, of course, the rear steps that everyone remembers, I think that was pretty obvious that you can hop into the bed really easily because it's got these steps built into the bumper that you can use to step in. So, you know, it's got a lot of changes to it that are not as easy to explain quickly. They take a while, like I just did. There's the Silverado High Country trim that's going to be kind of like their Longhorn or King Ranch from either Ram or Ford. So they're going to have this premium branded Silverado that they really haven't had before. So that's another update.
Interesting times in the truck business. It seems like there's some real significant truck wars heating up, Carl, with the Ram, as you pointed out, winning numerous accolades, including the North American Truck of the Year. It's certainly chock full of great technology. Ford is chomping at the bit with the next generation of the F-150, also showcasing, as you pointed out, the EcoBoost technology, which I understand is selling quite well. So GM really had to get into the fray here, and it sounds like they've done so with some really significant refinement. Is this a game-changing vehicle for the General Motors brand, or is that still a couple of years away?
Well, I think it's a game. I think it's certainly a game maintaining vehicle. You know, I mean, if you were to ask me which truck had the more substantial change from what it already was, I would probably say the Ram still had more substantial changes. But I think it also had to come. You know, the Ram's always the third place seller in this segment. And it continues to move up because they've done such great stuff with it in the last, really since the 94 redesign when they gave it that look that it's had ever since with that big rig look. So it's become much more of a player in this segment than it had ever been for decades in the last, like, 20 years. But there are such a dedicated Chevy Silverado following.
Yeah.
And they are going to look at this truck and see the changes that aren't massive but are substantial. Mm-hmm. If you know the current styling of the truck, the front grille is pretty neat looking, and they had an older one right next to the new one that you could easily look at the two, and once you do, you realize that Chevy people are going to be like, oh man, this new one's much cooler looking, even if you know non-Chevy people are like, I don't know, it looks kind of the same and all. So it is changes to the front and rear styling that are going to make it look better, too. It's more aerodynamic, by the way. It's also why it's quieter, because it's more aerodynamic. They laid the windshield down an extra degree compared to where it was before, which sounds like a little, but it's actually a substantial shift. It basically makes the car look, makes the truck look more aerodynamic and actually more aerodynamic because of the more flat windshield angle.
The car companies tend to use the state of Texas to launch new trucks for the press, and there's good reason for that. I understand that Texas is the number one state and number one place for truck registrations.
Yeah, we were in San Antonio for the press intro, and they absolutely did that on purpose. And that was interesting. They even found a gentleman who's got a real big ranch to let us use as kind of the main driving place. Once we were off the public road driving loop and we wanted to do the off-roading and the towing, we used his massive, expansive ranch. And his personal fleet is made up almost entirely of Silverados. So I think the guy was an easy to convince to let Chevy do that to launch there.
And you really bring up a great point, as you said earlier, and with the reference to the gentleman with the ranch, people who buy trucks tend to be very, very brand loyal. It's quite often difficult for an automaker to get a conquest buyer, somebody coming out of a Chevrolet product and hopping into a Ram product or into a Ford product. It's a much steeper hill to climb than some other areas of the automotive marketplace.
No, that's exactly right, Bob. And you know, it's, I think this is why Toyota and Nissan have struggled, because they have both been lobbying full-size truck, you know, grenades into this market for a while, and they just can't make any serious headway. And I think it's what you just said. It's somewhat the execution of the vehicles, but I think more so it's the loyalty that truck buyers have to their respective brands. It's very hard to chip away at that.
Our toll-free line is open if you have a comment. If you're an owner of a Chevrolet Silverado and want to ask Carl a specific question about the all-new model for 2014, here's your golden opportunity at 855-660-4261, or you can email me at bob@boblongradio.com. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away. We're coming right back after these messages.
Get into my car.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now. www.AutoGeek.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Long, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pulled the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
We're back live. Thanks for being here. Number 855-640-4261. We want to wish everybody out there, all the mothers, a happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day weekend. Also want to say hello to a couple of our great program directors, including Keith up at CKLW AM 800 in Windsor, Ontario, blanketing all of the Detroit market. Keith, thank you so much for coming back to Auto World, and we look forward to being on CKLW for many, many years to come. Also want to welcome WDIS in Norfolk, Massachusetts, AM 1170 Dan Collier, who called me earlier this week with some interesting information, and I actually worked at that station many, many years ago when I was a young lad. It was different call signs back in the day, but AM 1170 down there in Norfolk, Massachusetts. Hello to everybody listening there. And hello to everybody listening to us around the world via the internet at GCNLive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. My name is Bob Long, joined by a really cool guest, one of my favorites. He is the man behind TotalCarScore.com. He is the editor-in-chief as well as the CEO, and we've been talking about the new Chevrolet Silverado for 2014. Carl got a chance to drive it, so if you have any questions, give us a call or shoot me an email, bob@boblongradio.com. Carl, before we go any further, remind folks about TotalCarScore.com. You're doing something very unique in the automotive marketplace, something that no other website, no other publication is doing.
Yeah, we really felt that this was an unmet need in terms of having one site that has all the scoring from across the industry experts in one location. It's not a new concept. People are doing it for movies at Rotten Tomatoes, and they do it for political polls at Real Clear Politics, and even the travel sites like Kayak. They do it not with ratings necessarily, but they gather all the different pricing for traveling, and then they bring it together in one place. So it seemed like it was time to do this for automobiles too, and we put it together. It's pretty effective because you can see kind of what the industry as a whole thinks of a vehicle on one website. You don't have to go to 4, 5, 10 websites to see all 10 of the scores, and then we still have links back to the original websites if you want to go back and look at what they originally thought. So it's a nice kind of starting point for you if you're researching. You can stay high level and just look at the final score, but we also have photos, we have road tests, we have videos, and you can also track your way back to the original sources with our links if you want to do that too.
That's fantastic. Before we go on and talk about the Chevrolet Volt that you've had some wheel time with this past week, let's just touch on the Corvette. We've got a Corvette guest coming up at the later half of this hour, but it's going to pace the 97th Indianapolis 500. This is the 24th time that the Corvette has paced the Indy 500, or perhaps the 24th time Chevrolet has actually paced the Indy 500. I'll have to look up how many times it's been the Corvette. Seems like the Corvette's been that many times. Not quite. But to me, the interesting part here, Carl, is the fact that every other time that the Corvette has paced the Indy 500, there were commemorative editions available for sale. Now, here's a vehicle that debuted on 113-13 in Detroit for the media, and of course has made the rounds of the major auto shows. We saw the convertible North American debut in New York and the global debut in Geneva, but it's the first time that I can think of in memory, that's why I wanted to run it by you, that we have a new vehicle, a 2014 vehicle, but a vehicle not yet available for sale pacing the Indianapolis 500.
You might be right with one possible exception, and you've caught me off guard here, so I'd have to go back and look for sure, but wasn't the case when Carroll Shelby drove the Viper in 92, give or take?
Yeah.
I think that was ahead of its actual, and I remember that car was just, dribbling out of the factory, and of course everyone was paying over sticker who had the money to buy one. So either there were none available or there were like 10 available that had been overpriced and overcharged for 10 people who had them. But I have a sense, and I'd have to go back and confirm that car, not quite to the level, because you're right, even then it might have officially been on sale, but there were hardly any around. There is no way to buy a Corvette in another 2 weeks. So you are right. I think this is well ahead of its release, and I don't think even the Viper was that far ahead, but it may have been slightly ahead.
Let's talk about the Chevrolet Volt. Last week you were in the Volkswagen Jetta TDI. You and I are both fans, many automotive journalists are, of diesel technology. Certainly, as we've touched on before, it's come a country mile from the ill
attempted diesels here by General Motors, to name one company. These modern diesels are clean. They're powerful. They don't put out the pollutants. They don't have the diesel chatter. As a matter of fact, lots of folks who get in and out of them, unbeknownst, they would be shocked to know that it was a diesel if you didn't tell them. I know that you're a fan of the diesel. How was your ride in the Chevrolet Volt this past week?
Yeah, the Volt was also more impressive than I think I even expected and a lot of other people probably would expect. I'd been in it before, but I hadn't really lived with one like I did in the last week here. And, you know, sure enough, I most of the time didn't use any gas. I drove the car about 100 miles total in my week. I didn't have any long trips, which probably would have made it different, but I think that's the case with most people. I think most people most of the time do short trips of 20 or less miles on a day, and all those days I did that, I didn't use any fuel. And then I finally did drive it on some longer trips where the engine had to start, but my total usage for that 100 miles was like 0.7 gallon of gas.
Wow.
So, you know, the biggest fear I always had when I heard about this car, and it would only increase with this one, with after this experience, is that you're going to have, like, you know, 8-month-old gas in the car because you're never going to have to put any in it. I honestly think that's one of the big reasons Chevrolet specifies premium fuel for the vehicle, because that has a higher octane and it takes longer for, you know, the gas to kind of quote-unquote go bad, you know, over time.
Yes.
It starts out at a higher quality. So, and you can always put an additive in, too. There's a million great ones out there that would make that a non-issue, so that's really not a big deal. But it was neat. And you know, this is something else that I think people need to keep in mind with electric cars that I always forget, but they are so refined. You know, Bob, they're like, there's no explosions going on, you know, within 20 or 10 feet of your head. So when you drive around an electric car for any length of time, as soon as you stop driving and you get back into a normal combustion engine car with combustion chambers, you notice it. Even if it's a really high-quality one, even a luxury car, there is a difference, because there's still those energy waves going off near you that aren't going off in an electric car. And you get spoiled quickly. And I think that's something that people, if they haven't experienced electric cars, and not just for a 10 or 15-minute drive, you live with one for 24, 48 hours, you notice when you go back to a non-electric vehicle.
That's interesting. I've heard that the manufacturers have had to actually address some of the normal road noises that are absorbed by the traditional gasoline engines, and just the road noise and stuff, and had to put some extra insulation in there. But Carl, always a pleasure sharing the microphone with you. Everybody, check out TotalCarScore.com. Thank you, my friend. We'll get you back with us real soon.
Take care, Bob. Thanks.
We'll take a pit stop, and then Corvette, Mike Vietro, straight ahead. This is Auto World.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main part last 2 to 4 times longer than you need, Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo.
Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo. June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products. Learn valuable survival techniques. Meet other preppers and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with
seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Ford? Legends were set in the pace. That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
We're scheduled to be joined in this segment by a very special guest. I haven't talked to this guy on the radio for quite some time. I'm looking forward to talking Corvettes with the one and only Corvette Mike Vietro. I first met first met Mike. Carl was our guest in our first segment. Lack of sleep on the part of the host here due to my 2.5-year-old keeping me up to the wee hours of the morning, but nevertheless, I first met Mike in California a number of years back, and he was a guy from my neck of the woods, from Massachusetts here, and he's really carved out a real niche for himself. He's considered one of the leading experts in Corvettes in the entire country, and he's got a couple of dealerships. He's got a dealership in Anaheim, California, which actually ships worldwide new Corvettes for sale, used Corvettes for sale. He shipped them all over the globe, and he also has a couple of regional Corvette Mike dealerships, one in Plymouth, Massachusetts, and also one, I believe, just outside of Chicago. He's been in business since 1982, and hopefully we'll be joined by Mike coming up here in this segment of the broadcast. But the big news, of course, is the upcoming 7th-generation Corvette. We've already seen it. The C7 was officially unveiled at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit in January. They had a private party the night before the official unveil. Yours truly was lucky enough to go to that party. It was a little bit of Hollywood meets the Motor City. It was held in a very unusual place, kind of almost like a loft or a studio stage, and they had members of the Corvette assembly plant in attendance, more than 100, And these people were so proud to see this world debut of the C7 Corvette. And, of course, it was streamed live around the world. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier with our guest, Carl Brower, recently we took the wraps off the Corvette convertible variant, which saw the light of day first in Geneva, kind of as a statement to the world that this Corvette is going to be available and is going to be a player, not only here in North America, but around the world. And its North American debut happened this spring at the New York International Auto Show. In order of Corvettes, I'll throw out a Corvette trivia question. I'm going to make it a rather easy Corvette trivia question, going back to the original Corvette, which came out for the year 1953. They only made 300 of these 1953 Corvettes, and they were only painted in one exclusive color. You could only get it in this one color. What was that one singular color that was available for 1953, the first year of production for the Corvette, a rather humble year of production with only 300 units being produced? Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or you can email me up. Love to get your emails anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Once again, Bob, B-O-B, at Bob Long Radio, B-O-B at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O.com. Or if you forget that one, you can always email me here at the show's website, which is AutoWorldRadio.com, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. If you want to take a guess at the trivia question, and whoever comes up with the answer, boy, are you going to be in luck, because we've got a cool prize from our good friend Warren Tracy, who's got arguably the best collection of automotive and motorcycle gifts. So if Father's Day is around the bend, lots of graduates are happening around the nation. If one of your friends is in need of a gift for a particular celebration, I would highly recommend you check out the Busted Knuckle Garage. They've got something for everybody. I mean, they've got some really cool things under $10 all the way up to hundreds of dollars. So check it out, BustedKnuckleGarage.com. I'm really excited about this C7 Corvette, and the cat came out of the bag, so to speak, a number of weeks back when they officially announced the pricing for the all-new Corvette, and it surprised a lot of people, because the fact that this Corvette is named the Stingray tells everybody, tells the entire world something, and that's that this is one very, very special Corvette. I've been told by sources within General Motors that Corvette's design team wanted to be called the Stingray, but got a little bit of pushback by GM design director Ed Welburn. And he is kind of the in-house historian for Corvettes and for all things General Motors. And he said, it's going to be really, really special for us to bring back that Corvette name, Stingray. And after a number of continued enhancements to the 2014 model year, they made the decision to officially name the Corvette the Stingray. And so lots of people have been speculating in recent months that this Corvette was going to cost a lot of money. Not that Corvettes in base form for 2013 already don't cost a whole lot of money, but lots of people were talking $70,000 or so, which would have been a real significant price bump for the 2014 model year. But let me tell you a little bit about the pricing on the Corvette, which is a really, really pleasant surprise for all of us, because lots of people again, expected this to be very much an expensive vehicle, but it's only going to be about $1,800 more expensive in base form than the outgoing 2013 Corvette. And that's taking into consideration that this vehicle has got lots of really cool cutting-edge technology. It uses a lot of high-tech materials. There's a lot of aluminum used in the vehicle. Of course, the body is no longer made of fiberglass. A lot of Corvette people still think, non-Corvette people, I should say, still think the Corvette is made out of a fiberglass body. They're actually called composite materials, composite plastic body panels. So it's not the fiberglass from the Corvette of years ago, but this vehicle utilizes a lot of carbon fiber. Even the removable roof panel is made out of carbon fiber. The actual hood on the vehicle is made out of carbon fiber. If you purchase the upgrades in the interior, the actual interior upgrades are made of 100% carbon fiber. So you're getting a vehicle with a whole lot of technology. Again, just to recap some of the very special features of this Corvette, they've brought back a legendary power plant name from years ago. The LS1 power plant returns for 2014, and it's going to put out, they haven't officially said the numbers yet, but they're saying at least 350 horsepower and at least 350 pound-feet of torque, at least 450 pound-feet of torque. So 450 horsepower, 450 pound-feet of torque, and they're expecting this vehicle to get very, very good fuel economy. It's going to be mated with either a 7-speed manual gearbox, which will have a really cool feature called rev matching, or you can get it with a 6-speed automatic transmission with paddle shifters. When we come back on the other side, I'll tell you about the pricing of this Corvette and more. This is Auto World.
I saw a product gone, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Auto Insurance. Get a quote in 7 minutes or less. Visit www.21st.com. And by Empire Covers, the outdoor protection experts. Visit www.empirecovers.com. Plus, the world leader in automotive news, information, and entertainment. The Automotive Radio Network on iTunes. Subscribe today.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse,
social unrest,
natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Three massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're getting lots of guesses here via email on the Corvette color scheme for the first year, 1953. They only made 300 for 1953. What was the one single color that all these 53 Corvettes were painted? Get in right now. We've got some open lines available for you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@boblongradio.com. I'm really excited about the 2014 Corvette Stingray. I wish I was in a position to buy one myself. If you're in a position to buy one, do so, because it is a great vehicle. And the great news is the base Corvette will start, the Corvette Stingray will start at just under $52,000. That's a $1,400 price increase over the current model for 2013. That's pretty modest. It will go on sale late this summer, completely redone, sharing only two parts. And I know what the two parts are from the current model, the C6 generation Corvette. The two parts it shares is a glove box latch and also the latch on the removable roof. So those are the only two parts that it shares with its C6 cousin. The 2014 version of the Corvette, of course, is lower and sleeker. It replaces its former steel structure on the base car with an all-aluminum structure. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, the hood is made of lightweight carbon fiber, so with the retractable hard top, the interior gets a more modern look with touch screens. Under the hood, a new 450-horsepower 6.2-liter engine, which will shift to four cylinders to save you gas on the highway. A new 7-speed manual transmission is standard that has rev-matching capability. Base models will scoot from 0 to 60 in under 4 seconds, and dealers are saying that they're getting a lot of people wanting to put deposits down, and they're also saying that the car performs similarly to the Porsche 911, yet a comparably equipped 911 would cost $100,000, and they're promising better than 26 miles per gallon on the highway. So we all can look forward to that, and we look forward to a visit from Corvette Mike Vietro on a further down the road edition here of Auto World, as we are having some connection problems. But I've got a really cool list that I want to tell you about right now, and that's the top 10 stolen vehicles in all of North America. So stop and think about it. Do you think, this list is going to be chock full of sports cars and exotic stuff? brand new vehicles? Well, you're going to be wrong. Let's run them down from 10 to 1. The number 10 most stolen vehicle in North America is the 1994 Nissan Sentra. The number 9 most stolen vehicle in North America is the 2002 Ford Explorer. Number 8 is the 2004 Dodge Ram. Number 7 is the 1999 Chevrolet Silverado. The 6th most stolen vehicle in North America is the 1994 Acura Integra. The 5th most stolen vehicle in North America is the 2000 Dodge Caravan. The 4th most stolen vehicle here in North America, the 1991 Toyota Camry. 3rd most stolen vehicle, that's the 2006 F-150 Ford, and that is the youngest vehicle on this list. The 2nd most stolen vehicle here in North America is the 1998 Honda Civic. And the number 1 stolen vehicle in all of North America continues to be, as this vehicle has held this distinction for the past several years, a 1994 Honda Accord. Why do you think people are stealing these older vehicles? A couple of different reasons. Number 1, the newer vehicles are getting harder and harder to steal for amateur thieves. With computer technology and embedded keys and lots of folks using a combination of technologies, including OnStar, LoJack, and even some of the newer vehicles which have infotainment systems which have built-in connectivity to the Internet, it is very easy to track the location of your vehicle if it is not where you left it last. So thieves are shying away from those, and they're going for these bread-and-butter vehicles, these high-volume vehicles, not necessarily to sell them as a whole, like there's not a huge demand, I don't think, for a 1994 Honda Accord, the most stolen vehicle here in North America. But what there is a great demand for parts from a Honda Accord from a 1994 sold. So because, you know, these vehicles are getting up there in age, and if you can steal one, especially if it's got low mileage or it's been highly maintained, they can take out all those parts, strip it down, and really move those parts on the black market. It's interesting to see that here in the United States, different vehicles tend to be stolen in different areas. Like Kentucky, for example, full-size pickup trucks are the most stolen vehicles in Kentucky. Or if you look at the state of Vermont, the top 3 vehicles from Subaru are in the at the top of the list for Vermont. So interesting, and it's going to be challenging, I think, as technology continues to evolve for car thieves to be able to steal vehicles, at least non-professional car thieves, folks that take vehicles out for so-called joyrides, kids stealing cars, etc. But you would be surprised, too. I read all the time about folks who, have their car stolen, and guess what? They left the keys in the ignition, or they left the car running while they ran into their local convenience store. It just doesn't make any sense. Why would you do that? You're inviting trouble. Don't do those kind of things. If your vehicle is not equipped with an alarm system, and if you own one of these 10 vehicles that I named, it might be wise to look into a security system for your vehicle. Some of these are a little bit pricey, such as LoJack, but you'll get a discount on your insurance, and in time it will pay for itself, and you'll have that peace of mind that if the vehicle is stolen, there's a much better chance of recovery if it has a GPS chip embedded in the vehicle. And that's what happens with LoJack. They hide the GPS unit within the vehicle, and the thieves don't realize it has a GPS unit, and a lot of police organizations here in the United States have the capability to pull up the location of that stolen vehicle just with a few clicks of a mouse. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. We're getting close here on the Corvette question. 1953, the first year of the Corvette, what was the one and only paint scheme that you could get that Corvette painted in? Corvette Mike Vietro, the gentleman who was supposed to join us in this half hour of the program, once took me for a ride in a 1953 Corvette. I know he at one time owned one. One of the more interesting factors with the 1953 Corvette is, you know how nowadays when you open a relatively new vehicle, you have to go under the dashboard and pull a lever to open the hood. Well, in that 1953 Corvette, there were two of those levers, one on each side of the car, so you had to pull one near the driver's door inside and one on the passenger's side inside. I've never seen that on any other vehicle in my day. And we do have a winner here just coming in via email. It's Ken listening in Traverse City, Michigan, WNKT, one of our great affiliate stations in that neck of the woods. And also, it looks like I've got another winner. I'm in a good mood here today. So Ricky listening on KZNU in Utah, you also are going to be a winner because your emails both came in practically at the same time. White is the correct answer. Both of you guys got it. We're going to send you both out a cool prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. And thanks for playing trivia here on the broadcast. I want to remind you, too, about something free. How often do you hear the word free in 2013? Well, you hear it here on Auto World. And I'm giving away some free samples of a product called Wash Drops. And let me tell you a little bit about Wash Drops. I first learned about it a couple of years back, did some interviews with these folks, since have gotten quite friendly with Marie, who is in charge of the Wash Drops brand. But you can wash your car with one bucket of water, do one section at a time. Don't have to hose your car off. Doesn't scratch. It's environmentally friendly. It's cool stuff. Shoot me an email, bob@boblongradio.com. I'll hook you up with some samples. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.